Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. In the complex education landscape, state and federal governments are crucial in providing guidance and support to public school districts. Through their departments of education, these entities establish standards, allocate funding, and offer invaluable guidance that shapes the educational framework at the local level. This partnership between government bodies and school districts ensures national coherence, equity, and excellence in education delivery. Early in my educational career, I was a member of a STEM, and STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math advocacy organization. Through a grant from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, the organization's mission was to expand STEM education access to non-traditional students. One primary function was advocating with federal legislators and policymakers in Washington, D.C. During our trips to Washington, D.C. and meeting with lawmakers, we also held discussions with the Department of Education. Now you may be wondering, why? Because they are at the federal level and you are at the local level. Well, the reason that we advocated with the Department of Education was because they set standards and allocate funding. As a result of our efforts, we elevated the importance of STEM education for all students. So let's talk about how our officials impact the educational landscape. It starts with setting standards. You see, one of the fundamental responsibilities of the state and federal departments of education is establishing educational standards that serve as benchmarks for student achievement. These standards encompass various aspects of learning, including curriculum requirements, assessment frameworks, and graduation expectations. By setting clear and measurable objectives, government agencies provide a framework for consistency and accountability within school districts, ensuring that all students receive a high-quality education, regardless of their background or location. Another critical area that the Department of Education works with is providing funding. In addition to setting standards, state and federal governments play a pivotal role in funding public education. They ensure that school districts have the resources to operate effectively through various funding mechanisms such as grants, allocations, and formula-based distribution. Now, this financial support enables districts to invest in essential areas such as teacher salaries, instructional materials, technology infrastructure, and special education services, ultimately enhancing the learning experience for students. Offering guidance is also a part of the role for our state and federal departments of education. You see, they also provide guidance and support to districts in navigating complex educational policies, regulations, and initiatives. Whether it's interpreting legislative mandates, implementing best practices, or addressing emerging challenges, government agencies are valuable partners in supporting district leadership and educators. Through professional development opportunities, technical assistance, and collaboration platforms, they empower districts to make informed decisions that benefit students and communities. Another critical aspect of government involvement in education is ensuring equity and access for all students. State and federal agencies work to address disparities in educational opportunities by implementing policies and programs that promote inclusivity, diversity, and social justice. This includes initiatives to support economically disadvantaged students, our English language learners, our students with disabilities, and other historically marginalized groups. By prioritizing equity in education, government entities strive to create a level playing field where every student has the opportunity to succeed. A very important area is collaboration and advocacy. You see, the partnership between state and federal governments and school districts extends beyond policy and funding to encompass collaboration and advocacy efforts. Through dialogue, collaboration, and advocacy campaigns, they work together to address systemic challenges, promote educational innovation, and advocate for the needs of students and educators. This collaborative approach strengthens the bonds between government entities and school districts, fostering a shared commitment to advancing educational excellence and equity. By providing every student with a quality education and the materials they need for class and to do their homework, we can help students from all backgrounds learn and thrive. That quote is from London Breed, and it exemplifies the partnership with our federal and state departments of education. You see, the involvement of state and federal governments in education is essential for the success of public school districts. Government entities play a critical role in supporting the growth and development of students, educators, and communities by setting standards, providing funding, offering guidance, and ensuring equity while also fostering collaboration. So as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of education, we must recognize and appreciate the invaluable contributions of these stakeholders in shaping the future of our nation's schools. Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. if you enjoyed listening. Subscribe to My Moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.